good news, everyone!
Time for fun!
It's time for another episode of Blessing of Frost, a World of Warcraft podcast hosted by Magic and Kern.
Hi there, and welcome to episode 32 of Blessing of Frost. My name is Kern, and with me, as per usual, is our friend, Magic Marine.
I'm a friend. I am everybody's friend. That's what I like to think of myself, at least.
Oh boy, are you in for some serious disagreement?
Do you not believe that?
No.
Well, I don't understand. I'm so nice all the time to everybody.
Always, right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yep, you should.
Right, so. Oh man, so with us tonight on this wonderful podcast episode, we have not one, but two guests. How awesome is that?
Crazy.
I think it's great. One of them you've already heard before if you listen to episode 21 of Blessing of Frost. Her name is Serene, whom we call Sarah at her request, and she is a raiding holy priest in Apotheosis. And our other guest is just as awesome. Her name is Kaleri, and she is a disc priest raider in Apotheosis. How are you two doing tonight?
I am great.
Not bad.
Hooray!
Awesome. That's good, because podcasts are fun, and we're going to have a good time.
Are we all set to have a good time? Are we psyched?
Do you promise?
I do promise. That's how strongly I stand behind this show.
Oh, God.
Yep.
Magic is guaranteeing your satisfaction, folks. You heard it here first.
Yep. That is it.
I think we're in trouble.
You are.
And that'll bring us into Lore Master, where we talk a little bit about our weeks. We have lots of people to talk to this week, so Madge, how about we start with you?
Me? Why me? I think you should go first.
I think you should go first.
I don't understand why, though. Is there a reason? I mean,
there is a very large reason, and you know the reason.
I don't know if I do, though. I mean,
really?
Is it WoW related?
No.
No. Okay. I mean, is it engagement related?
Yes.
Oh, okay, yes. No, I got engaged this weekend.
Yay!
Yay!
That
Yay!
Was good. And I went down to D.C. to surprise my at-the-time girlfriend and now fiancé, to which she said yes like an idiot. And I surprised her down there. It was a total blowout. It was awesome. It went well.
Yeah, well, congratulations to you and to her. I had the fortune to speak with her shortly after the event, and she's like an idiot, I said yes, I just should have taken the ring and ran.
Yeah, that's what I told her.
Smart woman.
I know.
Yeah, quite.
That's why we're engaged. And afterward, we went to go eat at the Melting Pot, which is a delicious fondue place. And they have all granite tables, and she was, like, busy calling everybody, and I knocked over a glass of water, and it exploded on our table, on her. And I tried to grab the glass, but apparently after it had been broken apart, and I, like, sliced the hell out of my hand on glass at the Melting Pot. So, there's a fun story for post-engagement as well, and blood.
Well done, sir.
Yeah. So, it never goes well unless you're bleeding afterwards.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Yeah, it seems kind of awkward.
Oh, God. So,
So yeah, the WoW related, not too much excitement. This was the majority of the excitement for the week.
Well, I'd say that's a fair amount of excitement, wouldn't you guys?
Definitely.
It's pretty exciting.
Yep.
Very exciting. Well, again, congratulations to her from us here at Blessing of Frost. Yay. Let's see.
Go ahead. Now it's you, you loser. What did you do this week?
I was actually going to let Cal and Sarah go before me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, you just do not want to talk about your week, is that
no,
it?
No, I'll talk
you had
about
a terrible
my week.
Week.
When I do not
that's obviously
week.
What's going on here. You're trying to cover up for your terrible week.
I did not have a terrible week. But
right.
Anyway, we're eating into the podcast time, so Cal, how was your week?
My week in WoW wasn't really that exciting, I have to say. Like, it's pretty boring.
You got your first rag kill.
Oh, yeah!
Duh!
Well, I feel like I was there for the first one, so I don't really count that as my first, because I saw it through Cronus's computer, so I don't know.
So it's still exciting, even when you get to watch it through his computer?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I could see everything, because I think he lived almost till the end, so.
Nice.
Oh yeah, until like just before the end, and then shortly thereafter, Sarah killed me and herself. So
no, that was too. 2 weeks ago. I wasn't in this week. Just let's leave that out of this, please.
I think this week, who did we have left? Dayden, myself, Arrow, and Wox. And I think I just sat there, like, mind spiking the meteors that were coming at me because I was like, I don't know what to do and I'm really afraid.
That's awesome. I kept trying to judge them, and yet again, I ended up, like, blown
meteor,
off
meteor?
Of the plot. You know, what? Hey. Hey.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's yes. Right. Actually, I got hit. I guess I got hit by someone else's. I don't think, one got knocked into me, but I got wrecked by one on the way by, and I ended up off the platform that time.
So that's a shocker.
I'm pretty good at that. Loser.
I mean, other than that, I'm pretty sure that's all that's happened this weekend, WoW, for me.
Alright, well, fair enough. A ride kill is still pretty significant.
Yeah.
How about you, Sarah?
I finally did all the Tier 11 content on my old main a few days ago. And it was really awesome and really fun to be able to just DPS mindlessly.
Wow.
As opposed to healing, which I feel takes actually some kind of, concentration. No offense to everybody who plays a combat rogue.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. I had a good time.
No code Kermit?
No code Kermit. Easy DPS.
Nice.
And I went away for the weekend, so I haven't played WoW in a couple days. And being without the internet for 2 days was very difficult, but Ottawa was really fun. So it was a good week.
Excellent. Wow, everyone's had, slow weeks except for Madge.
Yep. Well, most of the week was slow, not the weekend.
Well, yeah, but that sort of makes up for, the last, 6 weeks' worth of slow weeks.
I guess that's true.
Easy. Maybe well, even eight.
The plan's been in the making for a while, so,
Let's see. I guess that brings us down to me. I've been playing a little bit of my druid, which I basically hadn't touched since Wrath. So I had no idea how to tank. I had no idea how to heal. So I got the druid up to 85 over on Proudmoor, and I've been playing with my real-life friend, the Rusty Druid, a little bit. And thank God I'm playing with my real-life friend, the Rusty Druid, because she can heal. And that means that I can sort of kind of tank. And that's been going well. I did a call to arms thing, and I in my satchel of exotic mysteries, I got the reins of the green protodrake.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Give me 2 years of my life back, please.
Yeah, I know, right?
And here's the funny thing, that tune doesn't even have epic flying.
Aww.
So I can't even use it, or I couldn't. And then when my real-life friend, the Rusty Druid, found out that I had gotten it and that I didn't have epic flying, she just sent me 1,500 gold. She's like, take it. Because I am still buying that egg every week. And I'm like, okay, thank you.
Oh, man, I haven't bought one of those eggs in a while, even though I definitely still want that.
I got mine on my second egg. don't hate me!
We're getting a divorce.
Wow.
Well, you might not like Cronus, because I think he got his on the first.
I'm also divorcing Cronus.
Man,
wow.
Why are those all legal?
He's nodding at me like, oh yeah, I did.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I saw that. I'm like, this isn't the one from the egg, is it? And I go and I look it up. I'm like, oh, there are so many people who are going to want to kill me. Okay. Well, I'll just take that and go with it, I guess.
Seems great.
I gotta say, though, that epic flight form as a druid is disgusting, especially when you're an herbalist. It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I loves it. I've had a bit of fun as a tank, mostly, because my friend plays a healer, and so they need a tank when they go places and such. So that's been fun. I don't have, a whole ton of time to play over there, because I'm still playing on Skywall. Reading there twice a week, and then obviously still reading with Apotheosis. We finished Rag at 10 o'clock on Thursday, so we canceled Sunday, canceled the rest of Thursday, so that opened up a bunch of time for me to be able to play elsewhere, which was nice. So and now that the druid's max level, it just means that I can just go do heroics or whatever every so often. So that's good stuff.
Hooray!
Yeah, okay, you know what? I concede at this point. I concede that you were right. You probably should have gone last because everything fails
and,
in comparison.
And look how it ends.
Yeah, like, I'm right sorry. Again. That's
well,
pretty bad.
I also ended my week by crying about reading about his engagement, so that was pretty epic.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, the best part. Too. The best part of all that is that I happened to actually be on the phone with Magic about 20 minutes before he met up with his then girlfriend, and I had been the one who had walked him from the metro station down to, down to the Jefferson Memorial, which is where all the magic occurred. And
wow. Yeah, pun intended.
Oh that my was, god!
Yeah, walks
that
rubbing
was
off
savage.
On
savage.
Oh. And yeah, so like the entire time I'm walking him down there saying, no, take a left here, go here. He's like yelling at me, this cannot be right. This cannot be the most efficient way to get here. Da, da, da. I'm like, yes, it is. And apparently I was right. So that was my reward for a job well done.
What, being yelled at?
Yep.
No, being right in the end, being justified in the end.
Well, fine.
So yeah, it was a good week for me too. And with that, we'll move into hot fix. There wasn't really anything hot fixed. There's a small patch we all had to download, 4.2.2, I believe it was. Nothing hugely significant there, though. So in place of hot fix this week, we're going to bring you a new segment, which may or may not continue. Depends really on your feedback, called Dear Ghost Crawler. And this came to be because in his latest dev water cooler blog, he signed off thusly. Greg Ghostcrawler Street is the lead systems designer for World of Warcraft, and he probably listens to your podcast.
Right.
Yeah, so I know that the chances are slim to none that he actually does listen to our little Blessing of Frost, but the mere idea that he was listening to Blessing of Frost at any point in time just sent waves of terror coursing through my body. So I feel obliged to sort of give him a shout out, sort of, or just like a note to him, like, hey, Ghostcrawler, if you're listening, this is what's concerning me, or, you know, this is how I feel, or you know, whatever. Politely, constructively, etc. Because I know a lot of people would just be like, hey dude, I don't appreciate how you nerfed me to the ground. But yeah. So for this week, Kaleri has something to say to Ghostcrawler. So here we go with our first segment of our first edition of the Dear Ghostcrawler segment. Kaleri.
Ahem. Dear Mr. Ghostcrawler, I would appreciate it very much if you would fix my DA bubble on my purse. Blah, blah, blah.
And Excellent. This concludes our first Dear Ghostcrawler segment. Thank you, Cal.
No problem.
And I guess we'll move on into slash raid the completion of the newest segment. And under the notes here, it's rag down again, bitches. I believe that was typed by Ukern. Was that you?
Maybe.
Oh, okay. So excellent. Rag down again, bitches. Wonderful. In addition to that, we are LF tank. I believe that stands for looking for a tank. Is that right now?
That is correct. We would prefer a protection warrior just in terms of
tokens
and such. Hang on, tokens.
Whoa.
What? No, I approve this. I don't want anybody else on my conch token.
Seriously, we're all on the conch token here.
I can't live without Divine Guardian. Please.
Okay. No, like... To be fair, we would prefer a prot warrior, but... If you are a prot pally, we would also take you, even if the Conqueror token is slightly crowded, because we, as Sarah just said, love Divine Guardian.
But I might hate you.
Yes, there is always that. but yeah, the Protector token is pretty empty. There's like three chamois, three warriors, and like a hunter, two hunters. So it's pretty empty compared to Conqueror and Vanquisher. So Vanquisher, like we would take, I guess, an exceptional DK or exceptional Druid, but yeah, we don't want to make the rest of the Vanquisher people really angry at us, and we're pretty sure that that's what would occur if we got a Death Knight or a Feral Druid. So Warrior or Pally, pretty please. And you can apply at www.apotheosis-now.com. And that'll bring us into the guild tab. We've already done the guild tab with Sarah back in episode 21, so check that out. So today we're going to focus on Cal, who, as we said before, is a Disc Priest Raider with Apotheosis. So, Madge, why don't you start us off?
Well, we'll start it off with some history of your tune. What would that be?
Well, I actually had to go write it down because I felt like I would forget. Cal wasn't actually my first tune. My druid was my first tune.
Really?
Yeah. I started her, I think, around Christmas 2005. And then I started a different priest on Dark Iron. And she was a night elf, and I leveled Disc, like, all the way up to 60, like a complete idiot.
Nice.
And after that, I think I stopped playing for a little while, and then I made Cal over on Bronzebeard about a year after I had stopped playing, and the only reason that I made one on that server was because my parents were both playing on that server.
That's kind of awesome.
And their guild, their 10-man guild, which was in Kara at the time, needed a DPS. So I was like, sure, I'll level a priest because I've done it before, and I'll come in as Shadow. And then I think when I got there, they were like, we actually don't need you as Shadow, so do you want to heal? So I ended up healing through Kara. Spent a couple years in one of the guilds, and then ended up raiding with... In my first serious raiding guild, I think, was Resurgence, and I started with them right around the time where they had killed Archimonde for the very first time. And I think I listened on vent when they killed him, and it was pretty cool because it was, like, super intense, and I had no idea what was going on because I didn't know anything about Mount Hyjal or Black Temple. Like, I knew nothing. And I was like, wow, this sounds, like, really awesome, and I can't believe I'm going to be in this guild. Then what happened? I moved from Resurgence after the kind of split happened, which I think, I don't know if Kern wrote about it in her blog or not.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, when the GM at the time stepped down, and then I think Merc ended up being GM. And it was just awful for quite a while. And then I moved to a different guild on Bronzebeard. And then that guild, Balance, decided to stop raiding in the summertime. And I was like, well, I play this game to raid. And there's no way that I'm not going to raid during the summer when I have time off. So I think Merc actually informed me that you were restarting Apotheosis. Because I didn't know at the time, and I wasn't reading your blog until he actually pointed me to it. Which I thought was interesting that he was reading it and I wasn't. I was like, oh, okay, well.
That is a little awkward.
And then I think I just told you that I was interested, and you were like, okay, come over. And I don't think... Oh, wait. I was on Windrunner for a while, too. Gosh, it's like... It's so stupid, all the guilds that I've been in. I can't even remember where I was. I've only been on 3 servers.
Man, I feel so lame. I feel like I've literally been in, like, 2 guilds. Or 3, I guess.
That's because you have been.
I've really only been in 3 guilds ever.
Wow.
Is that a loser? Or, like, a most... Wow, that's... Thank you. That's nice.
I've been in, I think, 7. 7 guilds? But, I mean, 3 of them I've... Well, not counting this one, the 2 that I've been in the longest were Resurgence and Balance. And I think I was in Resurgence for like 2 years, and Balance I was in for a year, and Primo I was in for a year. So, it's not like I guild hop.
No, it's true.
It's just a fun history.
Yeah.
Lots of traveling.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say over those all those times would be your favorite memory that you've had?
Actually, I was talking to someone sitting beside me right now about what I would say. And I think that if I didn't say that my favorite memory was meeting Cronus, I'd be in big trouble.
But what is it really?
You know, what is it really?
He's not listening. It's okay.
He kind of is, but he's kind of not. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I had one particular memory that sticks out that I'm really proud of. Is we were in Trial of the Crusader, which sucks as an instance. But we were in there with a bunch of friends of mine, like Merc and Mabrium included. And we were on the first boss, and there was me and another healer. I don't remember who it was. And by the time we got to the friggin', what is he? The stompy guy that runs into the walls.
Ice Towel?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. I don't even remember the boss name. By the time we got to him, I was the only healer alive, and there was me and a prop pally, and I ended up keeping him and myself alive for pretty much the duration of that guy's phase for that fight, and I was like, yeah, I'm a good priest!
Nice! Did it last, like, 15 minutes?
Yeah. It was a long time.
Nice. Seems hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Why did you join Apotheosis?
Well, I was looking for somewhere to be after one of my other guilds broke up. The guild on Windrunner, our guild masters left for the Final Fantasy Online game. So we had no leadership, and the guild basically just fell apart, and I didn't really like the people there. I just was there for raiding, so I was like, well, I need a place where I can start off Cataclysm with people that I like, with people preferably that I know. I wanted to be able to have Cronus and Merc and Mabrium and still be able to raid with them. I've been raiding with them for 3 or 4 years now. And as soon as Merc proposed the idea to us, we were all pretty excited because we knew Kern back from Resurgence. So once we'd all heard about that, it was like, well, if all of us can get in and all of us can keep raiding together, then it would be a privilege to raid with Kern and everybody that she's collected. So
I literally just went, aww.
Well, it's true.
I'm all, like, humbled.
Did
and
I fluster you?
Just a little, shocked. That's really lovely to hear, actually, because I knew that you guys came to Apotheosis because of me, but I didn't know it was, you know, because of me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, since you were the heal lead, I knew you that way, and I knew that you were good at your job, and that you would be a good guild leader, so.
Wow, okay.
And so far, it's been really good.
So yes, lest I get all, you know, lest I need a pin to pop my head, let's move on to the next question. What do you like to do in game besides raid?
I like achievement points, even though they don't mean anything. And I recently collected 125 pets with the help of Sarah telling me to go do some friggin' quests. Because I've been super lazy and I haven't bothered to get the really easy ones, so I just got that Withers one and something else.
Grot?
Whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't use them. I don't even pull them out very often, so it's like, meh.
I think that
I just
everyone...
wanted the one that had my namesake, so.
Your namesake?
The Brilliant Cleary.
Oh. Wow.
So I'm probably going to have that out all the time.
Nice.
Wonderful.
Other than that, I do alt runs on my druid, tanking, and more recently healing, which is kind of scary.
We talk about priest stuff for like 5 hours a day.
This is true. Yeah, I have really good conversations with Sarah about priest stuff. And sometimes we have farming days where we sit on Mumble and we just farm herbs.
And talk
for stuff. Like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's excellent. I'm so glad to hear that.
That's what happens when you're unemployed.
Dude, seriously, call me in for these farming days. I'll happily farm with you.
Okay.
Although my priest knowledge is kind of limited. You might have to explain to me what a chakra is. No, I'm kidding. But
talk all about chakras.
Oh, boy.
Certain kind of chakras.
Alrighty, question 5 is typically a quirky question based on the guest. This is going to be less of a question for you rather than a question about you. I feel compelled to inform our dear listeners that, believe it or not, our dear Kaleri was once a meter whore. This behavior brought my wrath down upon her during one specific moment in time. Cal, can you name the instance and encounter where I chewed you out along with another healer for focusing so much on the healing meters and everyone was dying anyway? You get bonus points if you can name the other healer.
Oh, I know that one. I'm pretty sure that this was in Alduar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 1 out of 3. Oh dear. Was that a yes or a no?
That was a no.
Oh. Okay, well, I know it's Kaelora,
yes.
The healer.
For sure.
As for the encounter, let me think here.
Don't try putting the Jeopardy theme in here.
Yeah. No! I don't. The only other one I can think of is maybe Ignis?
No. I'm sorry, that
okay.
Is incorrect.
Okay, well, does that scare you? Because I was definitely tunneling on those fights.
Good to know. No, the fight was Thorim, and you and Kaelora were basically having a healing contest in the arena section of Thorim, while I was like solo healing whoever the tank was charging
yes.
down. I think it might have been Rocco charging down the hallway. And so I literally had no idea what was going on over there, except that, I healed more. I'm like, guys, people still died. You both failed. Stop focusing on your stupid healing, healing numbers, and focus on the actual people who need healed.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that happened.
In Cal's defense, she has blossomed as a healer since then, and she is extremely reliable, except when she might possibly, on occasion, need to pay a little more attention to the tank on Heroic Magma.
Just maybe.
Maybe.
I think actually being Disc when Absorbs didn't show up on the meters, I think that actually humbled me quite a bit in terms of healing meters and looking at them and judging someone based on how much healing they've done, because yeah, it was like, I'm doing my job, you just can't see it.
You can't tell, but
yeah,
awesome.
Exactly. So I think that helped a lot, and then plus Kern being like, hey, people are still dying, so you're not doing your job.
Yeah, that was, like, I had people yelling at me in officer chat, like, what are they doing? I'm like, I don't know.
We're having a fight, God.
That was definitely an interesting evening. And with that, we'll move into our general chat segment. This week, we're going to talk with Kaleri and Sarah about chronic diseases and World of Warcraft. Both of them have graciously accepted to come on the show and talk a little bit about their own situations and how that either affects or, I guess, just, yeah, affects in some way how or why they play WoW and such, and any sort of accommodations that come from it or that sort of thing. So we'll start out with Sarah first to talk a little bit about what's going on with her and how it affects or is affected by WoW.
Well, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis a long time after I started playing WoW, so it didn't really have an effect on playing in terms of time. But MS is the hardening of... Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to explain it? I didn't know.
Yeah, sure.
So MS is a hardening of the fat around the neurons in your brain, which makes it difficult for your brain to tell your body what to do. That's the beginner tooltip version. The effect on WoW for me is there are often days where I just don't have great motor control. Usually it's in my left hand, and obviously that is a problem, especially when you play a healer, because healing is the most important thing. So for me, it's making sure everything is under control so that nothing happens in a raid that would adversely affect my raiding skills is basically how it affects me the most.
Gotcha.
Sorry, what was the, can you repeat the question?
Yeah, no, no, I was just asking you to describe it a little bit and how your situation affects you and how it affects your WoW playing or what have you. If you don't have anything else to say like beyond that for right now, then that's fine. We can move on to Cal, but that's all up to you.
I had all sorts of stuff to say and I didn't write it down and that was a big mistake.
All right, so we'll move over to Cal for now. Same question.
Can you repeat it for me too, please?
I just describe your own particular situation and how that either is affected by or affects your WoW playing, or you know maybe that was a reason you started playing WoW or something like that.
All right. So I have Crohn's disease, and basically what it is, it's kind of complicated because doctors don't actually know anything about what causes it or where it comes from. What happens is it affects your whole GI tract, which is like from your esophagus all the way down to where everything comes out. Everybody's symptoms can be different since it can affect such a big area. Some people have it in their throat. Some people have it in their colon. And basically what it's classified as is an autoimmune disease where, kind of like Sarah's, where your body attacks itself. It's like an inflammatory disease is, I think, what the proper term is. Mine tends to be, from what I've been told and from what they found, it's in the small intestine, up closer to where my stomach is. So instead of the classic symptoms of constantly being in the washroom having problems with your stool, I have more problems with being physically sick where I'm throwing up. And losing weight and stuff like that. So I wasn't diagnosed before I started playing WoW, but I did have some of the symptoms. So I'm pretty sure that definitely led to more WoW time for me because I find when you don't feel well in your stomach, you don't feel well anywhere else. For me, I don't really want to end up doing anything, and I'll just sit at home because I'm really tired and I can't physically go anywhere because I'm exhausted or because I'm sick and I can't get up or out of the house. So it definitely contributes to me playing WoW more often.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know that a lot of people with either medical conditions or psychological conditions will spend time in WoW. I mean, let's face it, it's a great escape. From, you know, the rigors of real life. And a lot of people, especially those who play a lot, generally have something going on, I found. Whether, you know, like in their real life, that's making them, you know, play the game more than, I don't know, the average person. You know, either lack of a real job, for example, like, you know, in my situation, or you know, an actual medical reason that keeps them, you know, sort of housebound, or you know, where they don't have a lot of energy, or you know, something along those lines. And so, I was really intrigued to talk to both of you about your particular situations because I know that you guys love WoW and you guys play a lot of it, but like I know that there are sort of like extenuating circumstances for that. So I was intrigued to find out a little bit more about basically each of you and you know, how your particular situations can affect your WoW playing or what have you. Like Sarah was saying that sometimes her motor control isn't all that phenomenal, and Cal, I know that on occasion you've had to AFK, and in fact this summer you were hospitalized after your surgery that you had, so like obviously that affects things. But you know, this is like, speaking as Guildmaster, none of that is anything to really be too, I guess, concerned about in terms of, like, you know, is this raider going to continue to make raids and obligations? I mean, obviously for me, it's all about making sure that you guys are okay. And the team will, you know, persevere without you guys if we need to, but we kind of don't want to, but...
I know that's an issue I've had in the past with guildies who've had disabilities. Where my experience was with a deaf raider, and you could tell that while everyone was trying to be really accommodating and, you know, wanted obviously not to be disrespectful, it was really hard to be in a raid with 24 people on vent and one person who had to have everything typed to them. I found that, you know, people mostly are really good about it, and as in my situation, that's what I love most about this, is spending time around people who are understanding. But I can see how people could get frustrated, for sure, with certain issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Or even taking time off. And, you know, that's also... I mean, it annoys me when people take time off who are key members of the raid who don't have disabilities. So why wouldn't I be bothered? You know, I was mad when Cal was gone for her surgery. But, you know, we have to deal with these things.
So, okay, here's a question for you guys. Have you ever had to tell your guildmaster or raid leader, like, what was going on with you at some point? Have you ever not really been open about it with your guildies or whatever? Because, I know when I was in Resurgence with Cal, I had no idea if she was ill at that time or what have you. Sarah, like, to date, like, I've never really... had to have a whisper from you saying, hey, you know, my motor control sucks today. Can you guys talk a little bit about how open you've been or how not open you've been or what have you in the past?
I think the most open that I've ever been is with you as my guildmaster. I haven't had a lot of problems with my crones. I think most of the problems happened before I got into serious raiding. Like, this is my third surgery, and I had two emergency surgeries kind of back to back, and then I don't remember even what year, like 04 or something, like way before I started looking at raiding or even playing the game seriously. So I don't know, I hadn't really had to tell anyone. I think the hardest thing for me to try to get people to understand, and I don't divulge this to pugs at all, but in pug runs and five mans, it's a little more difficult, because if I need to go AFK, I need to go AFK right now. And a lot of people don't understand that or put up with that. So I'm lucky in the fact that I haven't been kicked from dungeons for that reason, but I've seen it happen to other people. I don't know what reason they go AFK for, but that's the only thing that I can really think of that worries me. But, I mean, I haven't had any serious problems with it, so.
My question to you there is, do you at least type AFK?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Like, sometimes it's, like, completely jumbled, and it's like, A-S-T-P-K, and I'm like, I gotta go, like, right now.
Okay, fair enough. Because if someone goes AFK without saying anything, then I'm much more likely to kick them, rather than say AFK. Okay. Manners.
I'll usually say something like, going AFK, getting a drink, and then they're like, okay, whatever. So I can take some extra time.
There you go.
And what about you, Sarah?
I've always informed raid leaders, I'm pretty sure I told you.
No.
Well, I meant to tell you. I mean, I had to inform my last raid leader when I was diagnosed, because I, when I was diagnosed, my original symptoms were total loss of feeling on my entire left side, and I couldn't. I had crossed eyes, so I had to wear an eye patch. Yes. and I had zero depth perception. You can't have any depth perception with only one eye. So I couldn't raid for about 2 weeks. And I knew that was a pain for people, and I felt guilty about it. But then I got, you know, they give you, when you have attacks like that, they just pump you full of steroids to make you better. And my vision came back and my numbness went away, so I was able to raid again, and that felt really good. My only, you know, the thing with MS is that it's totally random. I could wake up tomorrow and be totally disabled. I could wake up tomorrow and no longer be able to use my hands. I could wake up tomorrow and be blind. That doesn't happen to everybody, and those are certainly extreme cases, but that's the problem, is they don't know anything about MS, basically. So it's sort of the randomness factor for me is what concerns me. I love this game. I love contributing to a raid team, and it would make me really sad if I, well, one day, when and if I have to stop raiding because of something I have no control over.
That sounds like it sucks to sort of have that looming over you or what have you.
Yeah, that's actually been the hardest part for me with having a chronic disease. Is not the, you know, I'm not actually that sick from MS. I'm sick a lot from my meds, but is sort of the unknown is the worst part for me. And that's one thing I really love about this game is having a really big group of friends on this game that I talk to all day, every day. And it makes me feel better about, you know, not alone. I have friends who I can hang out with all the time and play a sweet game. And, you know, if something bad happens to me, then we'll deal with it.
Yeah, for sure. WoW is a great way for, you know, to build social relationships. I mean, God knows I've known Magic here for like 5 years. So, I mean, the quality might not be.
Quantity.
I was going to say, geez, 5 years.
But that said, actually, sorry, you bring up a good point. Do either of you have issues with the medications you might be taking due to this that, you know, might interfere with the game and your rating or whatever, like more than the actual disease itself?
I actually can't take quite a few of the medications that they normally prescribe everybody else with Crohn's disease because I have previously also had pancreatitis.
Oh, wow.
And some of those medications are known to trigger that, and I don't want that ever again. It's awful. So some of them, I'm on prednisone, which is steroids, and it doesn't really do anything except if I'm on a higher dose, I become an insomniac. And I was on Remicade, which is an infusion that you get every month, and it takes like 3 hours or so. And that just made me really, really tired. So the day of my infusion, I would usually just not log on at all because I would be exhausted, and I would just sleep from when I got home up until I woke up the next morning.
Yeah, one of my real life friends also has Crohn's disease, and she gets infusions, and it's like, I tried to call you. She's like, sorry, I was dead to the world because I had my infusion. I'm like, oh, okay, no problem. I'm just glad you're okay.
It's an amazing drug, and it worked really well for me for a couple of years, and I had like zero symptoms, but the only thing was that I was super, super tired, and the next day I would notice joint pain, like really bad joint pain in my wrists, so I can see that affecting my play as well. But I'm not on that anymore, so it doesn't matter.
And what about you, Sarah?
I take beta interferon 1A, which is an injection I have to give myself 3 times a week. And when I started taking it, I was really bad at remembering, so I decided to put my schedule to take it on raid nights. Now after every raid, I go and I eat a snack and then I take my injection so I don't forget, and I have raid to thank for that.
That's a good way to remember, actually.
Yeah, I know. But It's sort of the same thing. It's as your infusions. It's really exhausting. The official side effects are flu-like symptoms. So often on, mm-hmm. so I take it on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday nights, and then I'll wake up on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays feeling like I have a flu. So that's pretty unpleasant. And a lot of the times I get really grumpy. So, luckily I have people like Cal and Curran and Madge who I can be grumpy around you guys and it's not a big deal. Some people aren't as accepting of my tired grumpiness on those days, but yeah, beta interferon's it's a pretty serious drug and it's really unpleasant to take. And I only have had this one attack from actual MS, and all my other problems stem purely from taking
the meds. Yeah.
Yep.
That's how I understand a lot of people on medications for, you know, various things. It's usually the side effects from the meds that, you know, yep. really drive them up the wall. And mm-hmm. it's like, but it's preventative and it's keeping me healthier than I would be, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not like they have much of a choice, I guess.
Oh. Well, it's that or possibly get another attack or be sick for a while. So, I mean, you put up with the every once in a while reactions. So.
Yeah. So, let's see. The whole reason, in case people are wondering, that we decided to talk about this now is Cal and Sarah and Madge and I had talked about doing this a little while back, but Cal actually wrote a blog post called But You Don't Look Sick. And she talked a bit about her own personal situation and, rating and the game and such. And I was really blown away by it. I mean, like, I kind of had an idea of what Cal had gone through, but she also linked to a great article called The 12 Spoons Theory, I think it's called.
I think it's just The Spoon Theory.
Right, and that really put things in perspective for myself, and I'll make sure that we link Cal's blog post here on the show notes at blessingoffrost.com. But my question is, why post that now? Why talk about this now?
It's kind of something that had been building in my head for a while. I'm pretty much completely over my surgery that I had earlier this summer. And I mean, to look at me, you wouldn't know that I'm sick at all, unless maybe I'm on unless maybe I'm on steroids and I have the ridiculous like moon face and I look extremely puffy. Then you might know that there's something going on. But other than that, like, there's no way to tell. And I start school in a week again. It's hopefully one of my last terms ever of university.
Yay.
Yeah. And so I'm trying to think. And then another catalyst was a very good friend of mine who's been sick for quite some time, has been having the same symptoms that I had when I first got diagnosed. And I was like, look, you need to, you know, talk to your doctor and get a couple scopes done, or like go to this specialist and talk to him, because it sounds like you have what I have. So, you know, you need to go talk to him. And he's like, well, you know, like, all the doctors are telling him that he's not sick and that it's just something that none of them knew what it was. And so finally he came to me and he's like, yeah, they diagnosed me with Crohn's. And I was like, nah, I knew it. I knew, you know, exactly what he had from what he'd been telling me. And I was like, you know, it's what you have and this is how you need to deal with it and who you need to go to and just start from there. So I guess that helped to prompt that coming out. I just needed somewhere to write it all, really.
Well, I think it's an excellent post, and I think that it's very informative to those of us who haven't really had a lot of exposure to, you know, chronic diseases and that sort of thing. I mean, I personally have asthma, but that's like nothing compared to like what you guys deal with on a daily basis. I mean, it flares up when I'm, you know, when I have a cold, and that's about it. I don't take daily steroids. I don't do anything like of the sort. So, and it's pretty well managed. So, like, I, you know, I I personally didn't really have much of an idea of what people tend to go through, you know, who have a longer term sort of illness, and it just really made me go, okay, well, you know, if she's willing to talk about it openly like that, then we got to get her on the show. We got to talk about this. We got to, you know, make sure other people, especially in our little World of Warcraft community, like, know that, you know, just because you can't see the other person on the other side of the screen doesn't mean that there's not a person there and that they don't have their own stuff going on. I mean, like, just as, you know, you may need AFK for 5 minutes during a heroic, or Sarah needs to, like, drop group because, you know, she needs to go take her injection or whatever, or, you know, people have reasons for the behavior that they exhibit, and it's not always their fault, and it's not always controllable. And I think that in this day and age of go, 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 a lot of people just sort of gloss over the fact that there are other people there, and other people dealing with their own things, and you never know who or what you're dealing with.
Can I get...
No, go ahead.
I was going to get really cheesy for a moment and say the reason I was thinking about this stuff lately is having met Cal was, like, really nice for me to meet someone who shared my interests and also had a chronic disease and wasn't like, oh, join this MS support group, which is really great for some people, but I am just not, I am not that person. So it was like...
I don't do support groups either.
Yeah, so it was really awesome for me to have that support here.
Aww. That's awesome. I'm definitely. Like, I've always been someone who likes to bring people together through various communities, online stuff, and so I'm glad to play the small part.
Internet group hug.
Aww.
Alrighty then.
Madge, do you have any questions for the ladies?
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think that what you were saying is right. Is a lot of people just aren't. I don't know what the word is as far as not, like, accommodating, but people just don't think about what's going on the other side of their computer when some of the things they do to other people. I don't know. I mean, like you were saying, when you gotta go AFK, it's just gotta happen, and some people just, like, freak out or whatever, and they don't understand the reasoning behind it, you know?
Yeah.
It's unnecessary, and they don't think, oh, well, something really horrible could be happening on the other side of the computer. Or I had some person say AFK, and then they AFK'd for like 10 minutes and then got back and like, oh, sorry, there was an earthquake. Like, well, I guess that became more reasonable now. Like, you know, it's, you know, you're just not thinking about other people when it's so anonymous sometimes.
Yeah, I find especially now, like with the introduction of the Dungeon Finder, and then different realms being able to group together, it's like, you know, everyone's there to get their VP and get out, but you forget sometimes that there's other people there with you, and they're actually people, they're not just, you know, pixelated characters on your screen doing stuff, so it's like, kind of, every once in a while, you just kind of have to take a step back and remember that there's other people there with lives and problems and everything else. So I don't know, I think people forget that, and it's a good thing to remember it. So
I certainly have been guilty of doing that in the past.
Oh yeah.
And I'll be guilty of doing it in the future, I'm sure. But yeah, I mean, like, especially in Wrath era, like, as soon as I saw somebody failing or what have you for any reason whatsoever, gonzo, like,
nice
in a flash. Yeah, I mean, I was very caught up in that at the time, like, go in, get my Frost badges, get out, do it on another tune, you know, in, out, etc. And if anybody interfered with that, I was like, okay, I'm vote kicking you now. It's like, I don't think that I can vote kick people, like, for half an hour now, I think it is.
Wow.
Like, based on my,
it's very,
my
very kind
ratio
of you. Very
or whatever.
Yeah, I know, think, I know. Cronus's is like 2 hours, so.
Oh!
You're golden.
Wow.
Nice! Okay, I don't feel like such a horrible person now. but yeah, so it's something that that really kind of I guess affected me in the sense that I have potentially done that to people who have potentially been in situations that I don't know much about, you know, and it's like someone should not have to say to me, you know, I have a chronic disease and as such I need to AFK for like 10 minutes. Like, they shouldn't have to tell me that in a Dungeon Finder group. They should just be able to say AFK and then go, and I should be a little more patient. If they don't say AFK, then I get really crazy.
By all means, yeah.
Then they gotta go.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just reading your blog post really reminded me that we are all human and we are all playing this game together. And, you know, in any kind of group content, it's very much, you know, we're very much reliant on the other people in the group. And so, you know, you need to build some kind of team, maybe not spirit, but team work or feeling of team, you know, like just in order to get through the job, like get through the dungeon. And so, you know, it really helps if you can remember that the rest of your team is not just a bunch of, you know, idiot NPCs, but are potentially, you know, well, are obviously actual people,
right,
who potentially have issues that you don't know anything about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm a bad person, but not as bad as your boyfriend.
Yeah. He has like zero patience for anything, so.
Yeah, and I can understand where he's coming from.
He's giving me a really mean look now. He just likes to get his dungeons done fast and relatively painlessly, so.
We love you, Cronus. Sarah and Cal, do you guys have anything else that you would like to say that we might not have touched upon, or?
Not that I can think of right now. I'm sure that as soon as we're done recording, I'll be like, oh, man.
I think when I told someone we were doing this for the podcast, someone asked me if that was why I played a healer.
Like,
huh. And I was like, well, I started playing my priest before I was diagnosed, so I don't know about that, but maybe that has something to do with how much I enjoy healing now. It was pretty funny, too.
Interesting.
I just also wanted to say personally that, of course, if either of you ever need any kind of, you know, accommodations, please do not hesitate to ask. I am more than understanding, even if it'll leave us short a healer on the night. And I would encourage all raid leaders to be open to such requests from their guildies and raiders and be like, okay, no, I totally understand. And I can't help but think that only a total douche canoe would say, no, I need you to raid even if you're not feeling well, you know?
That's like less raid leader and more like human being, though. Like, that's more like of being a decent person and not... I can't even imagine what kind of person would say something like that.
I think the issue isn't really raid leaders a lot of the time. It's whether or not people feel comfortable telling their guildie that
yes,
they have an issue and that, you know, they don't want to look... They don't want to be looked upon as if they have a problem, or, you know,
or
if
that they're
I...
being treated with special.
Yes, that's,
you know, I don't know how do I phrase that? That they're being treated with a, like, I don't know. I can't think of the word.
Getting special treatment or something.
Yes, that's exactly how I wanted to say it. That, or sometimes conditions can be pretty embarrassing sometimes. So it's like, if you choose to tell someone, it's usually just one person, and rather than like all 25 people that are in your raid group at the time. So it depends on how comfortable the person is. And I mean, I've had Crohn's for a long time, so I'm pretty comfortable with it.
And I deal with everything in my life that's super depressing by making jokes about it. So
yes.
all I do is make cracks about MS. Like, I call it IRL Mortal Strike.
Oh.
See, people laugh, but then they feel so awkward. But it's really funny. It's funny to me, I promise.
I will take your word for it then.
Oh, I am so going to hell.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. you guys have both been very open in general with the guildies of Apotheosis. I mean, I don't recall either of you saying outright, hey, this is what's happening to me. But I mean, obviously, Cal, you're very open about your surgery, and Sarah apparently is indiscriminate with what she's got to say. So I hope that the environment in our guild, at least, has been okay for you guys, and that you guys haven't felt too awkward or, you know, felt like you've been getting any kind of special treatment, because I assure you, I evaluate you both exactly the same as I evaluate anyone else, etc.
The only thing I notice is my own behavior, so I know that when I'm not feeling well or, like, if I'm depressed about having chronic disease, I talk about it a lot. And I always worry that people are saying, or that people think that all I do is talk about having MS.
But, and they're like, oh gosh, shut up already.
I know, and I'm like, oh, I don't know why I'm doing this now. I'm just talking because I'm nervous, so.
Okay. Well, I guess that will wrap up this segment, but I think it was really enlightening, and I would strongly encourage anyone who's interested in helping out with research of these two diseases to visit some various charitable links. For multiple sclerosis, Sarah gave us a couple of links. There's nationalmssociety.org, which is the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. That's a U.S. link. And if you're in Canada, you can go to mssociety.ca for the Multiple Sclerosis Society of Canada. For Crohn's disease, you've got the Crohn's Colitis Foundation of Canada, which is ccfc.ca, and the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, which is ccfa.org. I strongly recommend you all check out those sites, and definitely, if you've got a couple of extra dollars, maybe pour that into some research so that Cal and Sarah, you know, have a brighter tomorrow and such.
Yay! Aww.
Was that a little cheesy?
Nice.
That's pretty cheesy.
It was up there.
Well,
I like cheese.
That's good. I've personally donated $25 to each, so that's on my behalf for you guys.
Oh, hey, thanks.
And, aww, thank you.
And I strongly encourage everyone to do the same. And with that, we'll move into shout-outs. I have a couple of shout-outs this week, and the first is to Jack Strife, who gave Blessing of Frost a 5-star rating on the Canadian iTunes.
Hooray! Oh,
yes.
Canadian. That's why I couldn't see it.
Yes, exactly. And his review, very entertaining podcast.
Sweet.
So thank you, sir. We do appreciate it, and you get a great big shout-out from us.
Oh, man, a wonderful description of our podcast and your face. Boom! Love it.
5 stars for you, good sir.
Yes.
Hopefully that was entertaining from Mr. Jack Strife. The other shout-out I had today was to the 18 people who voted in our Should Magic Get a Twitter account poll. 18 people voted yes. 2 voted only if he'll post now. And again, 3 voted no. 3 voted I really don't care. 3 voted other. They were Murloc. So, okay. Spaghetti. Thanks, Void. That was totally Void. And then there was something about annoying Madge. So that's great. So that's essentially 19, 20, 21 votes for yes or kind of yes. So Magic has a Twitter account now.
Yes.
And that is Magity, MAJJITY. We will definitely link it in the show notes.
Oh, good.
So definitely follow Magic and tweet him, because he gets kind of annoying at times.
Yes. Lots of times.
Yes. So my shout out then is to all those people who vote yes, despite Magic's insistence. Like, there's plenty of time for, like, a flood of no votes to come rushing in.
And there was none to be had. That is all not kudos to you people. You could have done something about this, and now you can't. So,
yeah,
you suck.
No, you don't suck. In fact, you are all champions among champions.
No, see, your current supporters. That's even worse. That's what you have to look forward to.
Yeah, Madge did tweet me today saying that he vows to make me regret this. So, this
I have another medium with which to insult you.
Oh, that should be entertaining.
I know, right?
Yeah, so follow Magity, MAJJITY, and Kernmoog, KURNMOGH.
That is not going to stay clean either. You will pay.
All right, so Cal, do you have any shoutouts?
I do. My shout out is to Jasila, who for some reason agreed to invite me and Sarah and Cronus to her wedding on October 1st.
High five.
Nice.
So she doesn't know yet, but I plan on getting stinking drunk and giving her a big hug.
Nice.
I want videos, so please have a designated video taker.
She did say if anybody spills red wine on her dress that we'd be in big trouble, so I have to also plan to not drink red wine.
Or just not have it in your hand.
Yeah, hugging somebody when you're drunk is kind of a bad idea anyway, especially when you've got something in your hand.
I can only imagine. Poor Josiah, yeah. Can you imagine?
Oh, she's gonna get a huge group hug. She better be ready for it.
Right. Sarah, do you have any shout-outs?
I do. My shout-out is to the Apotheosis Raid team this week. Not for repeating the rag kill, which is always very good and relaxing, but for the 6 out of 7 we went on Tuesday night. I like fast paces, and it felt really good. So, everyone, keep up the good work. You are all in my shout-out.
Aw, that was pretty awesome, I gotta say. Tuesday night going 6 of 7, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Mine, this is gonna be tough to say, actually. And so, you should be glad you're recording it, because it will never happen again. Is to you, Kern, and to thank you for successfully navigating me through the Washington, D.C. area. To get me where I needed to be on time in order for this weekend to go well. So thank you for doing an excellent job.
You're welcome.
Now, die
no, it's fire. It's funny to listen to you compliment her. It's like choking out. I don't even know.
It's
the worst thing you could ever say is give her a compliment.
It's like I won't even sleep well tonight. That's how far that was.
Oh gosh.
All right, and we'll move into the tip of the week. This week's tip of the week comes courtesy of Sarah, and it is don't knock your rag meteors into your raid leader. Being her raid leader, I have to agree with that one.
No, it's a good time.
We'd love to hear your tips of the week. If you have any you'd like to share or any feedback you might have, email us at podcast@blessingoffrost.com. Don't forget, you can also send us your bumpers for blessingoffrost.com.
Yes, do that.
Feel free to send those along. We have 0 submissions thus far. It makes us very sad.
What's a bumper? Did I not listen last week and now I don't know?
I was also wondering what that was.
Yeah, yes. Well, it goes in between, like where we have shout-outs or tip of the week or like general chat. You know, sort of a fun sound bite that we can put in between. You know, and then we can use that to lead in. You know how we have, like, the Ice Lances in there now? So they're cool,
yes.
But they're not the best.
They're cool.
So instead of, like...
Shut up. God.
You get, like, a cool voice or something?
Or, like, someone doing some sort of fun thing for it.
Ah.
What was I saying the other day made a good sound? Shoot. I can't remember now. I'll have to think of it. How about when I RP with my Shadowborn and I say, whoosh whoosh.
Yeah. So, sort of like
okay,
that.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Boom.
That was
and
an
it's
awkward,
recorded.
Awkward
oh,
joke.
Man. Bad news. We already have one for next week.
I don't LARP. Just FYI.
Oh, okay. Can you say general chat?
General chat?
Thank you.
That was the sexy stewardess Lightwell voice.
Well, good news. It's now whoosh whoosh general chat. All right, you can follow Apotheosis Kern and sadly now myself on Twitter with at Apotheosis ET, Kernmoog, and Najdi. Leave comments and rate us up on iTunes, and we will talk about you if you rate us up on iTunes. So that's
yeah,
fun.
We'll give you a shout out.
Yes. Sarah and Cal, thanks so much for being on the show today. Do either of you guys have a blog or Twitter you want to mention?
I've got both.
Go for it.
My Twitter, I guess Twitter handle, is that the proper term for it?
That'll work.
Is at Kaleri underscore, so at Kaleri and then an underscore at the end. And then my blog, which I guess is going to be linked in the comments here anyway, yeah. Is powerwordwhat.blogspot.com.
Great name, by the way. I really do think that that's awesome.
Thanks.
And you, Sarah?
I was just going to tell everyone that if you have MS and you play WoW, you should tweet me, because I've never met anyone else who plays WoW and has MS, so I'm at SerenWoW, SerenWoW.
All right, and we will definitely have those linked in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely. That brings us to the end of our 32nd episode. I'm Magic.
I'm Cal.
I'm Sarah.
And I'm Kurt.
And until next time, stay frosty.
Blessing of Frost is a not-for-profit World of Warcraft podcast by Kurt and Magic, copyright 2011. Certain audio portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment, and no copyright infringement is intended. Thanks to our Gildy Numenal for the use of his voice in our intro, and thanks to you for listening.
I'm Magic.
Oh, shit.
Are we supposed to go next?
Yes!
I didn't know, I'm sorry.